We carry speaking know that we carry light, and our light will always expose darkness. If our light is not exposing darkness, there is a problem somewhere. Problem somewhere. A sinner should not feel comfortable in certain things in
right.
the presence. They shouldn't feel comfortable.
Amen.
I mean, like I told you last time, no way offering you a drink to you something to smoke. Or something. They should be I mean, you know, they people used to try to make sure they got something they drink before they came to the presence. I mean, this is the way people used to live. Don't do that in front of them. And you don't have people actually standing up for you up ahead. Tell them, don't do that in front of that person. It's because you bring light into them. They all of it, don't invite them to this party. That should be their testimony about you. Eating up there to the party and hanging out a little bit, and they don't know whether you're Christian or not. No, that's not it. Your family should feel comfortable doing things.
They shouldn't.
I mean, friends, family, they should not. They should know the life that you live. Hallelujah. And respecting that life that you live. No, I'm not going to do that again, friends. I told you also, there's some people that walk away from this truth, so they know everything that you know about how I live. And when they walk away, they actually get a rebellious spirit. And that rebellious spirit causes them to do things in front of you just to make you upset. So when you see that spirit, don't fight with that spirit. Don't fight with it. It's almost like act like you don't even see it. You know how to live. You know how to live. You've always lived this way. You don't believe anymore. I know you believe. I'm gonna let God take care of you. Amen. And let me tell you, God got a way of taking care of you. There's yours. With swimming and all that, and he took off one time. He do it all the time. This one time he took off to go swimming in the shorts. He just felt it so naked that when he got out there, he just thought, no, I can't do this no more. And see, when God brings true conviction on a person, let me tell you, you'll never have to tell me not to do
it. I pray.
That's all I pray for. Let God. Many of us here have been brought to true conviction. True conviction. True conviction don't let me go back and experience. I can't go back and experience. I know where God brought me. I won't do that because true conviction, I felt it once before, and I'm more good at it. Amen. But you know, we got light, and we'll when we come into certain situations, our light will always be exposed to darkness. This quote here, a portion of the quote on this slide from Branham, says something here. He says, "But now the fulfillment of the light has come, and what was but glowing word is now the broken forth in the brightness of God manifested among his people. As the pillar of fire gave light at night, that was wonderful. Now light and life will be manifested in the fullness of the Godhead bodily." So we're going to look at that a little bit more. I was reading just a couple of books here out of my Bible when it came to this. Manifest by the light, what's what doesn't mean manifest light. This verse can be paraphrased. All sins that are exposed are made visible by the gospel. But whatever sin is made visible,
all the sins are exposed and made visible. I want to make a couple statements off of that. Where people either have redefined what sin is, or they actually just don't even know what sin is. We're living in that kind of time. I see people doing certain things, and the reason maybe I'm gonna do this because of this, or I'm not gonna do this because of this, but they don't never say I'm not gonna do this because that's sin in God's sight and it separates me from God. They don't bring it down to that level. They legalize things nowadays. They legalize sin, so it makes it hard for people to recognize that that is wrong in God's eyes. We have a big problem, and it's just that things have been watered down so bad. People can sin and go to church and keep doing what they've always been doing and just keep on sinning. You don't have too many churches where they standard. Right? So this is why people feel like they can just get away with anything. No, that is sin. Going out amongst the Pentecostals and he saw the gift manifesting, you know, amongst them. And he said, man, I've never seen nothing like this in my life. I need to just talk to these two guys. That's one is speaking to the other in purpose, and man, this is powerful. And he got, you know, amongst them and see, it took the prophet to expose it because everybody else is going to just let the guy to do what we want to do. But the prophet got there and he says, you know, man, let me just talk to these guys just a little bit. One of them he talked to is like, this guy's a real genuine. I mean, he just look at it. He just felt the presence of God just coming from that man. He said, well, the other guy must be the same. He didn't talk to him. He said, oh, vision came. The vision showed that this man was married to one woman, but living with another woman, had kids by the woman he was living with, but yet coming to church, living in sin, still coming to church, and that's the people get. The man says, this is the devil. I don't want nothing to do with it. See? And God had to show him, no, this isn't me, but if the brain probably just none of this. And see, our thing is that we just don't want a gift for it. Don't have a life to do with you. We don't need it. We don't care how many people you bless. We don't need it. Right. The life can't go to get, we don't need it. Amen, children. We got to have the life to live right.
Amen.
Get back to the basics.
Right.
We cannot be wilding and sin and then come and expect them to die. Let me work better. And let me tell you something. A preacher ain't the only preacher they got to do. Pulpit to the back door. God called us all to live home. So one thing here is when they said, well, sins that are supposed to be made visible by the gospel, whatever is made visible by the light. But now, the other side of this is that the problem that sin is a meaning. Sin is a meaning. That's what he's defined it as. And when we realize that if we're not believers, then we're going to manifest sin. Bottom line, you can't say you're a believer and I've been living an ungodly life. You can't call yourself a believer. Actually, you can call yourself either a make-believer or an unbeliever if you're going to live like that. But a true believer is going to live according to this word. When verse 11, I looked at a little note there again in the Bible. It says, and having fellowship with the work of darkness, but rendered fruit good. And it's focused on the word reprove. Reprove is better translated as expose, right? The believer's duty is expressed here in two ways. Negatively, he is not to have any fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. That is not to indulge in the sins of the unsaved. Don't indulge or get involved in the sins of people that are not saved. They do that because they are not saved. Amen. And we as Christians don't do the things that unsaved people do. Amen. Right? It says, don't indulge in the sins of the unsaved. positive means to expose or reprove these sins, that it bring them to life and show them for what they really are. So the government is doing it in terms of consequences. Just living with somebody they're not married to, let them know they're living in sin. Let them know that's sin. I mean, you know, well, we want to just do this, but no. It's sin. God hates it. It separates you from God. You got to tell people just like it is. Some friend coming, you confide about cheating on his spouse. No, that's sin. Adultery is sin. Some young person coming to you talking about them fornicating, that is sin. Let them know what sin is, and God don't like sin.
Amen.
This is what separated us in the Garden of Eden from God. Sin. Amen, church. God don't like it. We got to reprove or expose it. Somebody's life, you got to expose it. You got to tell them what you're doing is sin, and God don't like it. All right, let's keep going. Verse, I'm sorry, I'm going here to a quote out of the message alone. Here it says, no wonder that Jesus rebuked them for not believing in John. He was the light. So now this is the spiritual aspect of this. It's both the natural and the spiritual aspect when it comes to these things. So no wonder that Jesus rebuked them for not believing God. He was the light, because the prophet said he'd come, and there he was, manifested. Now, he's talking about John the Baptist. As he's preaching this about John the Baptist, people have to put on his spiritual thinking cap to realize that the Bram said the same thing about him. He was the manifested light in the day in which he lived. He was the fulfillment of the words. Chapter 4, Revelation. Amen. St. Luke 17. He was the very fulfillment of these scriptures. So he was the manifested light. Amen. Of the day.
Yeah.
He says there he was, manifested light. They didn't see it. They didn't understand it. They thought he was the Messiah. And they thought something else, and this and the other. They failed to see it. You know, and Brother Graham's ministry, there were people that actually thought he was the Messiah.
That's right.
Now, when they did that, many of them, you know, began to do things that worship, or even baptize in Brother Graham's name. These things are wrong, right? But when Christ was manifesting in such a way that it caused people to think that he was the Messiah. Actually, that was fulfilling. That was actually matching scripture, but matching, because they thought the same thing about John the Baptist. So, as John the Baptist forerun the first coming, Brother Bram forerun the second coming, you would see similarity. People get confused. Don't just down them. Some of them had to come underneath that anointing in order to show the matching.
Amen.
It had to show the matching that. Would be similar to the second. They had to show that. That's an angel of seven and disappointment. Amen. Just keep your balance in the spirit.
Amen.
We get that. Let me hear more. They didn't see it, they didn't understand it. They thought he was the Messiah, and they thought something else and this and the other. They failed to see it. Jesus coming. Who likes King's time? Same time. There can't be a church light and God's light shining at the same time. Got to be God's light without the church light. That's exactly what's taking place today. God separated churchism from his light of the promised word of this hour that we're living in. That's the truth. Friend, you might not want to believe that, but you just wait and find out if it's true or not. Don't wait. You better get in right now while there's a chance to get in. And look at this next statement that it makes. The word is light when it's vindicated. Word is light when it's vindicated. God thoroughly vindicated Brother Branham's message.
Brother
Branham didn't vindicate it. God did. And when we see God vindicating his word, vindicating his ministry, and when he tells us the word of his light, when it's vindicated, when it's made manifest, it's light.
and we're going to walk in that life. It says, until the word that is promised for the day is vindicated, I might. I might have. See, we see Malachi 4 different than a lot of other people. We see Revelation 10 a whole, it's been different than a lot of them. A lot of people look at the Revelation, especially from Revelation 10, they say, oh, this is a future word. And we like, that is past. Already happened years ago, manifested years ago. God.
Amen.
Right? I mean, and that's that because we realize we see what God did in this prophet. It was the word vindicated, and light is vindicated. And the word of light, when it's vindicated, when it's vindicated. Other than people walk in darkness. It says, until the word that is promised for the day of vindicated, then it is not light. It cannot be. If God said, let there be light, when the sun comes into existence, there's no sign of light. But when God said, let there be light, then there was light. When God promised the Messiah, the sign of coming. Then his word was fulfilled, and he was the light of the hour. God. When he promised Noah, and he promised the others, and down, they was the light of the hour. And there's a light of the hour day. The prophet says that, and in this message alone, and some people probably didn't catch what he was talking about. There is a light for the hour day. He's preaching.
Amen.
He's the light for that day. Can I go a little further? The prophet's no longer here.
It's still a light.
Yes, sir. It's still a light this hour. You are sitting upon the hill and not needed. You are the light for this day.
Yep.
Amen. 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 There's the light of the hour today. That's Jesus Christ and his resurrection, his word that's promised for this day. The word shall you do also greater than this shall you do. Father, greater. Greater things than he did. You believe it, I believe it. It seems humble. It seems like it will. People's heads. Look, when he was here on earth, how could you do greater works? I translated that many times. More, but the same thing greater. He said the same thing 14 for greater works than this that you do. They had a reference scripture for Ephesians 3, 35 and 13. And they took us to St. John 3 and a couple of verses there. I want to start at verse 14, St. John 3, and just hit that. And the reference, and the serpent in the wilderness, even so much the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. The scripture that all my everybody did love the scripture. Not everywhere, but John 3:16. But God to love the world. I love when Brother Belton said this. Which world did God love?
Mm-hmm.
The God to love the world. The book of Hebrews said that the world was full, was framed by the word of God. So the question is, which world did God love? Which one?
Love.
Amen. Right? And I can tell you that just as believers, we live in a different world. The unbeliever lives in a different world. The make-believer lives in a different world.
Love.
I can tell you, believers, the world that you're living in, that's the world that God loves. And that's the world that works for.
Amen.
Amen. Right? He wants to live according to the word of God. That's the world that God. Amen. Look here, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, that the world through him might be saved. Man, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
It is the combination that light is come on into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. The reason they love darkness rather than light is because their deeds were evil. Where the point says this, but everyone that doeth evil hateth light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved or exposed.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't want to come to church because they realize that their sins exposed. So they avoid church. You understand? They don't want to be exposed like that. They love darkness.
They enjoy what they do.
You get tired of it. You get tired of that sin. And you really want to live right. You come to the house. Say amen. Verse 21 says this, but he that doeth cometh to the light, that the deeds may manifest that they are lost. Let's go back over here to a few more quotes. This is coming out of Philadelphia Church Age. Brother Brown makes a statement here. Says, these things say it to me that it's true. This word true is a very word. It does not mean true in just the sense that it's opposite to false. It expresses the perfect realization of an idea as contrasted with its partial realization. For example, we recall that Jesus said, in John 6:32, Moses gave you not the bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. John 15:1, I am the true vine. Hebrews 9:24, for Christ has not entered into the holy place is made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself. Now to appear in the presence of God for us first comes to wait, because the darkness is past and the true light now shine. So since the word indeed expresses perfect realization as against the idea of realization, as illustrated in these verses, we can now understand as never before antitype contrasted with type and substance with shadow. Take the example now of manna from heaven. Does God sent down angel bread from heaven for Israel? But that bread did not satisfy. It was only good for a day. Those who ate it were hungry again the next day. If it was left around, it became contaminated. But Jesus is the true bread from heaven, where man is just a type. And if any man eats of that bread that came from heaven, he will never hunger again. He told the woman at the well, she drank from this water. She never thirsted again, right? So he goes on the prophecy about this. He does not need to come back and eat again. The moment he partook, he had become life. Here indeed was reality. No need any longer for a shadow. No need for a partial salvation. Here is the whole of it. Just like Jesus isn't a part of God. He is. Amen. The prophet goes on and says, no one can deny that Israel had light. They were the only people who had light as a nation. It was as when Egypt was so dark that one could feel it. But in the homes of the Israelites, there was light.
Amen.
Like that. Because see, that would repeat itself again. People actually think they're walking light, but they're walking in darkness. I was only going to be a man where the light is already manifested.
That's
where God is not doing anything in denominations. Well, I can tell you one thing God is doing. One thing. That's the only thing God is doing. God is calling people out of denominations. Amen. Just like he called Israel out of the nation, God is calling people out of denominations. Okay. Amen. Bring them to. Hallelujah. I can't apologize. You can't leave this truth and go to the denomination.
Okay.
Yeah. this truth is based on scripture. It's based on scripture. That's why I ask you to look, you know. And what I find nowadays is that people are absolutely trying to deny Malachi 4. Turning the hearts of the children back to the faith of the Father. And what they want to tell us is that John the Baptist did all of it. So he turned the heart of the Father to the children and he turned the hearts of the children to the Father. That's what they want to say. John the Baptist did all of it. But when they use that terminology, then I have to go back to what Jesus said. They said, you know, there was one, he said, Elijah's truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you, Elijah is already coming. Now, what is this that Jesus is trying to tell us? Right? But based on them, well, you can say right here in scripture that they understood. They was talking about John the Baptist. Yes, yes, he was the Elijah that had already come. He was talking about John the Baptist. But the guy that he says that's going to come and restore all things, who is that? Now, you say it's John the Baptist. Okay. Now, what did John restore? So you get out on a limb and you have nowhere to go with him. What did John restore? Praise the Lord. Amen. You don't have to, and if you don't have anything, I got a lot of things I can tell you that Grant restored. I don't have to, what really happened to me?
Yes, sir.
That truth was restored. Marriage and divorce. That truth was restored.
Amen.
The Godhead. Jesus, Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New.
That truth was restored.
Baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus. Baptism in the title of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I never born there. We can tell you what truths he brought to place for us and what would get us looking at the scripture right away.
Yeah.
You tell me where John the Baptist did any of that. If you don't have that, then all I can tell you that you were walking in darkness. And you love darkness more than you love light. That's why you have to walk in. Darkness allowing you to be. It's dressed the way you want to dress unholy. Feel comfortable dressing holy. God just allowed me to do that. Amen, church. Hallelujah. I can't carry myself like that.
Amen.
Let's keep going. No one could deny that Israel had light. They were the only people who had light as a nation. It was, as when Egypt was so dark that one could feel it, but in the homes of the Israelites, there was light. True light to come. And let me just also throw this out. The way I just kind of throw out a question that at you all about living and all this, it's might have come to your house and kind of have a conversation and think, oh, I'm going to do that you don't know how to answer. Don't give them this. What you can do is tell us that say, well, we're gonna get asked though. And you can sit and ask all your questions. I've learned, I've dealt with this. It's a spirit that you're dealing with.
That's right.
And what I found out with a spirit that a spirit does not want light. I'll tell you about the story. I'll tell you about the story of brother, you know, tell me this. So you get a calendar for Hankinson. So, you know, the brother went over to stay. He said, Brother Brandon prophesied about Los Angeles. It's going to be just like Capernaum. Then he went under this. Is that right? Capernaum, then? No, didn't. Research, it didn't. Did that. Okay. So, maybe a day or two, brother, I'll be right back. I went and found the spirit. But Jesus said, brought down low, found it. When I found the scripture, then I did research and found out what this scripture actually fulfilled. So I found out I had all my ducks and roars that I had to feel. I didn't tell the brother to go read what I did. All I did was set him the scripture. Scripture said that Jesus said that Capernaum was going to be that. I said, brother, you might want to do some research on this scripture. And when he did, he checked me back and said, good. That's not what I was trying to make a good point. You come to me telling me that this message is false. I'm telling you that if you call him Brother Brown a liar over this point, you just called Jesus a liar. The same Jesus that you claim to love, you just called him a liar.
Amen.
Over this point. Because you don't know your scripture. So what I found that is a spirit. People don't want truth. If they really want the truth, once it's presented to them, that's easy. Now true light has come, the light of the word of Jesus, Moses, and the prophets brought the light, by the scripture relative to Messiah. Thus Israel had light, but now the light has come. And what was but one word is now more important than the brightness of God. Manifesting among his people as the pillar fire gave light at night, and that was one now light and life and manifested in the fullness of the Godhead body. Scriptures here. For some reason, I got John 8. Well, let me see that. Look at that. John 8:12. Says, then spake Jesus again unto him, saying, I am the light of the world, and he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of the world. Jesus himself is the light of the world. Another scripture here, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 through 10. 1 John chapter 1. First John chapter 1 and verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now the blood cleanses us when we actually walk in the light. Let's read it again. Amen. Walk in light as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from our sin. Say it again. The blood cleanses us as we're walking in the light.
That's the Lord.
That's what right in the Bible. You can't deny a word, reject the word, and call yourself walking. It don't work that way. Your sins are cleansed when you walk in the light.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just forgive us our sins and the cleanse us from our sins. If we say that we have not sinned, we make a lie in his word. And again, you know, these are the basic scriptures that people hear all the time. But you're just talking to really look at it. You know, you got to walk in the light and put to have all your sins.
That
you have to walk in light. You can't reject the light. And when I say walk in the light, you're talking about the manifested word.
Yes,
the other day. Recognizing your message. For your day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You get that message for your day, then you're not walking in the light.
Amen.
And how can you say walk in the light? Amen. That's what we just read in the scripture. Let's keep going. Brother Graham preaches in the message to God in the Seed of Age. We see that the church refused to accept God's word to rule over them and accepted Barabbas instead. You want the scripture on that? It's Matthew 27, 15, 23. But what did this do? What position did this do? Now think of it. When the church world and its organized by righteous holy men, if they thought they were and were in the eyes of the people, they crucified Jesus and said, we'll not have this man rule over us. And Jesus was the fullness of the word of God. 1 John 1 expresses it, and they said, we'll not have this word of God to rule over us. Yet he was the word. Word, but their eyes were blinded to what he was. For he was the direct answer to every prophecy that was to come to pass. Now, we all believe that because we're looking back to see it happen. But if the world that is now, this present evil age, that would have been back there at that time, they do the same thing that they're doing today. Because it's still the same word, this age being manifested. I want you to get that, what the prophet just said. And he made the statement. The way people respond to the word today, their reactions to the word, the manifested word today, those how they would have responded if they would have lived in the day to be. If you will reject the word, the manifest. Let me put it that way. Because everybody got the Bible. It's his one. Everybody got that. Still probably the number one selling book in the world, the Bible. A lot of people got written. But the manifested one.
That's right.
When they reject that,
yeah.
It's the same thing that we did if they would live in the days of Jesus. Let me tell you what looks good is people are infatuated with the story of Jesus. People like hearing the story of a man coming and dying with his sins. It just makes them feel so good that some of you did that. But he didn't do that so you could reject it. Amen. So, you know, but if whatever people's approach is today, whatever their reaction, whatever their response is today, it shows exactly where they've been if they lived in the days of Jesus. Hallelujah. But the Ram says, we're looking back to see it happen. But if the world that is now is present that we've been back there at that time, they do the same thing they're doing today. Because it's still the same word for the state being manifested, they'll do it. They can't do nothing else if they're children of disobedience, all delusions of living by. Because they want to walk in darkness so bad. God will send them a strong.
That's right.
So that they can be that is right. I would not want to put faith in a lie.
Never.
We want to do it. And if you want to know whether this is right or not, search the scriptures. Search the scriptures. Don't search. Search the internet. Search the scriptures. He goes on to say this. Notice in the church world, when I accept Jesus, we're manifested that day because why they had it interpreted another way. But they ought to know that he was that word because everything that God said he would do, he did it. And he said to them, search the scriptures for this hour. And if I do not meet the qualification that was spoken, that spoke for me to do, then don't believe me. They said, we believe Moses. He said, if you wouldn't believe Moses, you wouldn't believe me. You didn't see it. The very God of heaven died. The prophet said, he would say, and still they didn't see it. See, they were not of his time. They was not the word. And yet they were here religious, but they was not the word.
You might
have been able to recognize his place for that hour. That's a beautiful name. All right. It's the same thing in the end of the day, sir, that people can't recognize the word for this hour. Give this quote out of the message alone. Well, there's a young fellow around here by the name of East Madden. This God of love, who was the first with you when you were born? Your kind of peace, right? He'd come to you when you was in need, didn't have no money, and wanted just some money. Your kind of peace. But who put his hand on your shoulder and on mother's shoulder when you're about to separate and bring you back to God? Your kind of peace. Who was it took sides when you and needed some fuss and brought you back together in fellowship? You kind of breathe, right? Who is it? It's the last sale today. Who is it? They let you lay there and rot, but your kind of priest comes and blesses you and sends the word of God along with you. You're kind of. What about this guy called Jesus of Nazareth? What pool did he come from? He had to sacrifice all of his life. His grandfather was a priest. Great, 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 great grandfather was a priest. He put his whole time into organization. He's trained to the word. He knows what he's talking about. We're talking about fruits of the spirit. I know about joy, love. I mean, love, joy, peace, understanding, right, patience, fruit of spirit. But what about this Jesus? Where did he come from? We haven't even got a word that he ever came out in any school. All he does is try to tear up the school that we built. Not much fruit of spirit there is. What did he do up there? That poor merchants and all them businessmen that they don't raise feet. So they set a little pan out there so the man could bring in his feet. That poor businessman, he wants to offer his feet because it's God's requirement. He brings in his feet to sell to the businessman, so he can offer for us. So what has this Jesus the Master done? Kicked over his tables, got some leather flattened together, and beat them priests out of there. Called your kind of priest a snake in the grass, a hypocrite. Man, you call that the fruit of the Spirit? Certainly not. Then where is your fruit of the Spirit standing up at? No more than you can think of compassion and him going through a multitude of people there. Multitude lame, blind, crippled, afflicted, littered, lame, never healed any of them, full of compassion. People who are carnal minded.
That's right. That's right, brother.
Robert, help us understand this. When you get into conversation with different people, you have to understand, is this a carnal mind? Or carnal minded? Will never know. Seminaries don't teach it. It's a revelation. Certainly, fruit of the Spirit drops up there, doesn't it? Then priests had 10 times the fruit of the Spirit. How would you know what's right? How would you know what's left? The manifestation of the spoken word of God being made manifest, light of the hour. Certainly, there is what the evidence of the Holy Spirit is. He was the Word manifested. Some of them deny it, laughed at it, made fun of it, called it the fortune tellers of the Holy Spirit. There's evidence speaking in tongues. There's evidence of the fruits. The only evidence there is when a man believes the written word and is vindicated, walks in the light of it. Jesus was the light of the hour because he was the promised word of the hour, and he had to tell them so, but they were too much in darkness to understand it. So easy. The reason they refuse to walk is because they love. I have seen it happen before. I have not seen one person walk away from this message. And I'm talking about people that I know, my almost like before we even came to the message, they were holy. Before we even knew about the message, they were holy. But I know people, I mean, in Pentecost, they were holding this people. Right. Holding this people in Pentecost. But they walked in this life, this manifestation of the woman in this hour. And we're not able to hold the Holy Spirit. It's simple. People do this because there's an element of darkness.
Amen.
It's something there. It's something there. And the scripture tells us that we love it. That's why we do it. We love it. I'm also a witness of a number of people here that used to walk in darkness. And walk in the night. Search me.
Alpha.
Say, it shouldn't be.
Take it out.
Straighten me. Because I want to be obedient. And that's been the special that we used to say in church. That's the fact that some of you would search me. Any darkness that's in me, I don't want it there, John. Search me. All I can do is just pray for people. I'll say this. I have a teeth for everything, but my faith and my belief is that there are many that will walk away that God will restore. When they restore, they're not going to be walking in that darkness anymore.
Amen.
They're going to be walking in light. We thank you for your word. Thank you for your sent to us, manifested word, scriptures that were written pertaining his ministry. It's come, it's gone. Lord, we know that we're walking in the manifested light of this day, the word that we revealed to this day, really walking in, holding it near to ours. Lord, our prayer is that, Lord, you would help us to be light in somebody else's darkness. There are many out there that just don't know this truth that you know. Help us to present it the right way. You know whom we should be going to, Lord. Just the rings. Help us, God. We want them to see this. Sometimes we encounter spirits. Lord, our prayer is that you would give us wisdom on how to navigate, how to just work through some of these things. This life that we have is so precious. It's so this. Lord, it's the thing that's going to get us out of here. So I don't want us to take it lightly, but I pray that as we today, we anchor down in people's hearts, Lord Jesus, that they would be holding a steady wind inside. So in Jesus' name, we pray. Let me have I got a chance to see the video on Sunday. I'm just absolutely blessed that I can be here. I'm preaching about the last sword. And I'm just looking and said, my God, we got a few saints missing. The house is still full. People from everywhere coming. It's good to see that. and the house of the Lord. Thank the Lord for that. Prayer at 10 a.m. And then Sunday morning service will start at 10:30. Screen and we'll continue to Twitter and Facebook as well as our church website, www.3.org. Puppets Fellowship and be happening Saturday at 6:30 p.m. For couples, actually, CSIS therapist is telling you, please RSVP by the 23rd if you plan to be a part of that. Church picnic coming up at Memorial Day start. There at our giving happens multiple ways. For those of the states, we have a box and a table in the back. Keep it there for the box. Those online, we have Cash App, Zelle, or you have. I'm discouraging because PayPal does take fees in the WU. So if that's the only way you can do it, we understand. And you wish you'd give me that gentleman folks to do that one. One mail. If you offer me, you can do that too. Get box 222462, that's 14334. All right. Before we leave tonight, I just wanted to ask if there anyone that would share the testimony or a praise report. I mean, I'm praying for it. Maybe you'd just like to share in one of these spaces that we'll be doing.
$30 charge is $30.
Well, you treat you like a queen. Yes, sir.
And so we that thing that's for God into my heart and said, stroke with the passed away, and he's an addition to that piece.
Yes.
Unspoken prayer request from my brother Leon.
Well, I just believe a prayer. Yeah, I did my child probably about 35 years. He's 61 years old. He was diagnosed with cancer due back in November. So here, recently, y'all probably don't know about it. Brother Donnie passed away about 3 weeks ago. He was about a year, 8 months old on day. So when he passed away on Wednesday night, he was at the hospital praying with him, talked to him about the Lord, which he wouldn't respond. He was in there until he gave his last breath. But then on Friday, Thursday come home, and Friday, I got to feeling bad, so I thought I was having a heart attack. So I told my wife, just take me to the emergency room, something ain't right, I'm weak. Well, come find out, I was having gallbladder trouble. So gangrene does set it up in my gallbladder. So on Saturday morning, they did surgery, and I was in surgery for over 3 hours, been an hour. And then they said I aspirated while I was in surgery. So then when they got done on Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, the doctor was there to get me checked out, so went to Brother's funeral. So that's happened in the last 3 or 4 weeks. But then Ralph called me before that, wanted to get baptized. So I told him, I said, I had to wait till I get better. So here Monday, about a week ago, I baptized him with his wife in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And the new ripple.
Amen.
And just remember him, he's fighting cancer. But he's always talked to me and always looked up to me. You're my brother. He looks a lot like me. But we was neighbors growing up. I preached his son's funeral back in 08. He was 18 years old. I preached his mother's funeral here about 5 years ago. I preached his mother-in-law's funeral here back last fall, around Christmas. So his wife had a lot going on in her life. She lost weight. I baptized her too. But you know, she's determined my mind ain't there. She's worried about her husband. He was taking chemo. They told him chemo was doing no good. So he told him just forget about it. He said, I'm going to trust God. And so we're just looking to him. I also remember Mr. Conley, his wife. I talked to them before I come down this evening. Spent probably 2 hours with him. God dropped down in that office. So I talked to her about getting baptized and really searching her heart out to give to the Lord. I talked to her about Rahab the harlot, about the woman at the well, things in life. I said, now, May, you talked to me about your mother. You told me your mother was a godly woman. She lived a holy life. So God didn't allow me to come down your pathway for no reason. So just remember him and his wife in prayer. Jack, get a chance. Maybe you can go by next week and talk to him. He ain't there on Monday, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. He's there. He'd like to see you again, and he's forgot your website. So maybe you can set that up online that he can watch you. And I'm just believing God's going to get him ready to get out of here. I said, lay all of everything away aside. If you gain this whole world, lose your soul. What did you profit? It off at all. But if you got him, at all.
Amen.
So God bless you. Give me certainly in the hand and right in the
Wash lacquer.
Okay, and sis.
Tim and Karen.
Okay. Like I said, the greetings back to me. We had a chance to fellowship with Brother Ray Erickson. He actually is the senior pastor, and Brother Wayne Lawson. Wayne Lawson is actually now the pastor of the church there in Bluffton, Ohio. And now we had wonderful times of service. Sister Rebecca had heard of Brother Aaron come over about 4 or 5 hours ago in our business. And on Sunday morning, they want us to do some singing. So Sarah is on song for me, and Sister Rebecca's on the song she wrote. Sister Rebecca sang a song, seemed like the whole congregation just was singing a song. And I'm like, all of these people heard something like that, but everybody found out that the song was used and played there. They would tell a story about a missionary, the first missionary left the U.S. and went or something like that. And they were talking about some partnership that is going to be so the sister Rebecca's song and Blake. And wow, you would never know where things can go to. Humble beginnings, but it just ends up in places and that wow, it was happening. So it was just, it was a lesson. Just really felt very encouraged by things that God has called you to surrender your heart to Him, your will to Him. You can take you in your ways that you can never imagine. So I'm certainly going to be back home. Thank the Lord for say the pastor blessing good. We have sister Tina and sister Tyler and sister Liz as well. They all went away to wedding at South Carolina. We were in Ohio, which is South Carolina. So good having back to him. Let's have a word of prayer. Maybe it's your close. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the testimonies that we heard here tonight. We should. But also, there's so many saints. Lord, we just believe that we are the same yesterday again. Pray to be concerned about everything that needs. Thank you. I pray if there's somebody else here that's looking for you to specialize them. There are requests that came, unspoken requests. Father, different ones that are dealing with cancer, different dealing with broken hearts. Lord, there's just so many things that the people are facing. Remind us, people, to bring your life back to you. Pray that the Holy Spirit will deal with our hearts. Realize that they're the damage of what they hear. They don't even make things right. They need to live for you, God. Give you a heart that wants to serve you, a heart that does not love God, but not a heart that wants to walk in life. So we ask that you would just move forward each and needs. Thank you for the saints that have gathered here, Brother Sherman, dealing with there, Brother Virginia, and the precious brother, sister, Lord, coming from British Columbia and Canada. Lord, we really pray that you bless them as they're here in the area. And we ask of God that you keep us all into the aid of come back together again. So in the Spirit of God, we see it in very, very special way. It's in Jesus' name we ask you. Amen. God richly bless you. And for those who have this time here, this ministry, God bless you. Hope to see you again someday.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.